First of all, I want to say how pleased all of us at RIT are to be making this announcement today that RIT will be joining the Liberty League officially in 2 years, but we'll start planning for this acceptance into the league immediately, as we have to plan athletic schedules years in advance. But we couldn't be more pleased to be associated with this fine group of institutions. I think that we share in many ways a really strong commitment to students, to their education, both at the undergraduate and graduate level. And I think that we are committed to make sure that our student-athletes are, in fact, students as well as athletes. For example, at RIT, our student-athletes actually outperform the campus average in terms of their academic records. And even on our Division I hockey team, our students there, our student-athletes there, actually well outperform the overall campus average. One of the things we're very pleased about is that the Liberty League actually contains a number of schools that seem to share the kind of athletic philosophy we have here. Five of the Liberty League schools already share our program of having one Division I sport as well as all of the other sports being Division III. And so that's another interesting characteristic. With RIT joining the league, there will now be six Liberty League schools that have one Division I sport with the rest being Division III. And we're looking at opportunities to perhaps schedule some of the Division I schools in non-league competition as well as a result of this association. So I can't tell you how pleased we are that I think that RIT alumni and faculty and staff and students at the institution will be very proud to be associated with this group of institutions. So perhaps I could turn it over now to Lou Spiotti.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Desselin. Well, obviously, we're thrilled about this. It's been the culmination of a year-long effort for our athletics program and for all of us in administration working on this. Dr. Desselin's vision a year ago, as he laid it out to me and Dr. Cooper about taking the institution to another spot, and that athletics was going to be a vehicle for doing that, as well as many other things that he is doing, initiating from the president's office. But the Liberty League has a full range of sports opportunities for us to participate in. You know, the flagship programs, obviously, basketball and baseball, cross country, track and field, lacrosse, soccer, softball, swimming, and diving, and tennis and volleyball, all are sports that the Liberty League sponsors, all are sports that we can contribute to and certainly benefit from as well. We also have a top-notch crew program for men and women, fantastic facilities. It's existed since the early 1990s, wonderful boathouse, great program, which we feel will be an asset to the league. And we think we're going to be a great partner from many perspectives. Dr. Desselin mentioned the academic profile, our reputation, the quality sports facilities. Our location really is a prime location for the Liberty League partners to come in and play and compete and get exposure in the Rochester markets. We've done very well with that in all of our sports, and particularly in hockey. We've really captured, we think, a great niche in the Rochester area, and I think the Liberty League members and all of us can benefit from that. Certainly, to my left, we have a student-athlete here, David Vogt, who represents the kind of student-athletes that we have here at RIT. And I think I've heard Dr. Desselin use the term before. I've been used student-athletes, and he used scholar-athletes, and that takes it to a different level around his expectations and what we would like to think about our own athletes. Well, this is really a shot in the arm for our program. In many ways, it's pretty historic. The dimensions of this decision, this effort, is more than people think. It's not just a move in league. It's a move in stature and a move in expectations. Our coaches and our student athletes, our scholar athletes, are excited about this. Really excited. There's a lot of buzz around the campus about it. People in the community who I see regularly talk about this, remark about it. It's going to impact our recruiting, if not already. I think we've ratcheted up our recruiting efforts and our staffing and our facilities. The 2011 entry point for us, as Dr. Desselin mentioned, will help us make a smooth transition by getting all our programs up and running and on all eight cylinders. And we want that to happen. That'll give us the time to do that. Of course, we'll be entering into the league with another new partner, and that is Bard College, a terrific liberal arts school downstate. So in closing, I'd like to thank all the Liberty League members and ADs for the professional way they've gone through this process and how they've managed these decisions, how they've treated all the people, particularly Tim Danahy, the commissioner who's here today via conference call, and the Union College AD, Jim McLaughlin, who's also the president of the league. They were phenomenal through the process, and they treated everybody with respect around it. And lastly, I'd like to acknowledge our president for his leadership and the energy that he committed to this endeavor. He's a busy person and made this a priority and helped make this happen, certainly in a big way. So thanks, Dr. Dessler. Appreciate
it. So maybe we could ask David Vogt to say just a few words about what this might mean to our scholar-athletes.
I've talked to a lot of scholar-athletes, being vice president of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee on campus, and everybody is really excited about it. One of the big things is a lot of, as a soccer player, we already play like four or five of those teams, and it's already, so we're pretty used to the conference, and it's going to be a fun switch just to actually make these games count versus kind of being a non-conference, non-league game. But everybody I've talked to has been very excited about it, and we're excited to compete against some top-notch scholars, academic schools, as well as the athletic schools. So, thanks.
Great. Thank you, David.
We'd be happy to take any questions, but first I want to ask Tim Danahy, who's the commissioner of the Liberty League, to make a few remarks from the standpoint of the league and the other schools involved. Tim?
Thank you very much. It's really, and again, I apologize for not being able to be there in person today. I'm here in Indianapolis at the annual Division III Commissioners Association meeting. So, you guys have certainly hit the points that led us to really enthusiastically welcome RIT into our membership. The commitment to the student and scholar first approach to athletics, certainly very, very impressive. RIT brings a lot of qualities to the league, which we're really looking forward to bringing in. Excellence in the classroom, on the field of play, facilities, really an all-around package. We're very excited to welcome RIT into the league, along with Bard College. We're excited about both these schools coming in and moving our league in a new direction.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you. Congratulations, and we're happy to have you.